Like Sam Heller offered to.
So no one knows who's going to take care.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go take care. Yeah, take this off. Is it better?
I like this much better.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's better. Any case. Okay. So the Gemara here discusses selling a behemoth to a guy, and the Gemara thinks that originally that it's because of... The Gemara says, reveal Eichai Shinon. The Gemara says, the second part of the Gemara, B'chol Malkam Eimei Achim Begim, my time, and Ehidl reveal Eichai Shinon, Mavid Beit Malacha Chai Shinon. So the Gemara says, what's the issue with Malacha? The Navid Beit. So the Gemara says, so the Malacha Beit, the Gemara, Rashi explains, and you'll be violating what? Rashi explains that you're not going to be in violation of the Navid Bey, Kevin Dezavne, since you sell it to him. So what's going to be the issue? Because a guy is not Metzuvah in Shabbos. I apologize. We only have Chaburas every other week. There's a lot to talk about in this Rashi. Rashi says over here, this is a famous Rashi on Daf Tesvav, Kevin Dezavne Kanye. Rashi says the source for Amira La'akum is Daber Dover. This is a stira of Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, and there's a lot to talk about why Rashi needs different makaris, but to point out over here that this Rashi is not, it's against the Rambam also. There's a lot to discuss, but it's important Rashi. Rashi says over here that the source for Amir La'akum is a violation of a Dabra Dover. Fine. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, so let him do Malacha on Shabbos with the guy, with the behema. The Gemara says, hello, Kevin Dezavnia Kanye. Once you sold it, so it's his issue. So the Gemara says, and it's not anymore my animal. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Gzeira Mishum She'ela Mishum Skirish. So what does the Gemara say? Isharina lezvuni behema gasa. Rashi says v'loy chashin l'may da'avda malacha b'shabbes asilu ushle behema lo'avi kachavim v'avi be malacha b'shabbes. No, the gzera is maybe he's going to do malacha, and what? V'ka'aver b'lav d'chsiv loisasek ha'malacha. Everyone with me in Rashi gzera? So that's also a very problematic Rashi. The pashtus is what's the Gemara handling right now? I'm going to lend him the animal, and he's going to do malacha with the animal. What's the violation for my malacha to be done with a guy? That's what's called shvitzas behemto. That is not a lav. That is laman yanuach. That's an essay. Rashi says that if I violate shvitzas behemto, I'm totally passive. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm eating cholent to my house on Shabbos. My animal is now working with a guy. And Rashi says, "V'ka'aver b'lav d'chsiv leisasa kamalacha." The Rashash points out over here; it's against Taisvasim and other Rishonim all over Shas. And big mechudish to Rashi that Rashi holds on a goy does a malacha with my behema. That's my lav leisasa kamalacha. Mitzuval shvisaso. Wow. So that's a kasha this Rashi. But then the Gemara says it still makes no sense because. It should still be Adam Irish. It's not. I don't own it. Sheila Kanya, Agra Kanya. Yeah, so once there's a Kenyan, so that should be Mafkiyad from Irish. So there shouldn't be any violation anymore of Shvisas Behemta. It's not my issue. Zok the Gemara. No, the Chshash is as follows. The Chshash is Gzeir Mishum Nisyoini. Maybe you're going to. Take it for a test drive, right? No one buys a car before you do a test drive. So no one buys an animal, a behemah gasa, in the times of the Gemara, before you do a test drive. Sometimes the sale is going to get late in the day. It's an early Shabbos. The mali shabbos. He tries to get in on his last sale, and he tries it out. And the animal hears the Bailim's voice. Ve'ozel machmasei, and he's going to walk and work because of him. V'nichalei de tizel, And now you're going to what? Do something else that the Gemara is now introducing, which is going to be Mechamer Acher Behemto B'Shabbos. Rashi Mechamer. Lo Shayach Ela Behema Tehuna Masui. We're talking about a heavy load on top of the Behema. Pamish Anoisen Ola Masul and Asaisa. And he's trying to test out with a heavy load. Emalechas Yafa. V'Havali Mechamer B'Shabbos. And what? Zok the Gemara. V'Mechamer Acher Behemto B'Shabbos Chayiv Chattas. Why did the Gemara have to bring in that the Mechamer after Behemto Chayiv Chattas? Happens to be, we don't even paskin like that. We paskin Mechamer after Behemto B'Shabbos over Balav. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kufn and Dalet says this is a machleik, the Gemara, totally on whether or not Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin, are you like Olav? So do you get Malchus? But the Gemara says that Mechamer is just a Lav. The Gemara says that Mechaber is not is not Mechayev Chatas. So why did the Gemara say that? You could see over here, there's a Shaila in the Girsas, and the Marsha points out that it's clear that Rashi didn't have this Girsa. But even though Rashi didn't have this Girsa, and I'll explain to you how the Marsha knew that Rashi didn't have the Girsa, because Rashi says, Upam shenoisen olem masel in asoisa. Rashi the Ramaskal mechamer. We were in the middle of v'havelei mechamer b'Shabbos. V'ikal amanda amar perek vases mesech Shabbos dechayiv chatas v'halsam plukta. And Rashi just says, by the way, there is a daya in Shas that holds that it's chayiv chatas. Good. So now I ask on Rashi. So fine. Number one, I don't know why that. What's pshat in the girsa? Why do we have to get involved in that machlekes? And I want to know nachazach. Even if Rashi, like the Marsha, is saying that it wasn't the Girsa in the Gemara, so why is Rashi introducing that? L'maisa mechaber zasser. It's a horrible thing. This should it's a lav d'oraisa v'inishvi. Who cares about the details whether it's chayv chatas or not? L'chora, that's superfluous, especially two-pronged question. On our Girsa in the Gemara, and even Rashi who didn't have that Girsa, why is Rashi mentioning it if he didn't have that Girsa? Oh. So the Rishonim are all bothered by a problem. But before I get to that, I want to point out that the Rambam doesn't bring down our maskana of the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't paskin that it's Mishum Nisyayne. And the Shaila, the Achren want to know why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara's maskana. The Rambam left it before Nisyayne, and the Rambam doesn't bring down the maskana. We have the Rambam here in our Gemaras. Aleph. Do I have it here? Dr. Rami, you have it? I'll read it clear. Asul Yisrael lahashal lahaskir behem agas lanachri shalo yaseh b'malach b'shavetz v'arei mitzu v'al shvises behemto. Not b'shat ha-maskana. The maskana is mechamer, is mishum nesyoyne. The Rami didn't...
He wants it all three in the end.
The Gemara, really?
He goes further down. He ends up rejecting the whole thing about She'ila, Tzirus being Kanye, and ends up saying it all three.
Zerushim Zeg.
The three
Gedera. Where? Okay, so at least let the Rambam bring down Mishum Nisyayne. So you're saying at least the Rambam is correct according to one side of the Gemara. You're saying, but the Rambam still should quote the Gzeir Mishum Nisyayne. Right? Okay, good, very good. Fine. So how do we befarem for the Rambam? Good. Tosfos here, ask the kasha. In Taimer Lamali time of the Mechaber, Tepakle Mishum Shvises Behem Teluchot. What's Tosfos kasha? So Tosfos kasha is that the Gemara at the opening of this sugya is dealing with Shvises Behemto. Right? Okay, Rashi said that Shvises Behemto also violates the law, fine. But Lamaisa, the issue that the Gemara opens up with when it's saying we're not Choshish for Raviyah, so the Gemara is discussing the issue of Shvisas Behemto. So why didn't the Gemara just stick with that? Why did the Gemara have to shift? Why do we have to change Yisurim? Lamaisa, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, however you slice it. So why did the Gemara have to change from Shvisas Behemto to Mechamer? Shvisas Behemto L'chor should also be violated. And the Gemara never said that there was a problem with Shvisas Behemto, other than the practicality. But this would be, in this case, it would also be a violation of Shvisas Behemto. Ad kadei kach, Rabbi Yisai, there is a Minchas Chinuch, fascinating discussion. I can't get into this right now. I would have, we had time. The Minchas Chinuch discusses that a very interesting discussion, if Nashim are Chayavas in Shvisas Behemto. So the Minchas Chinuch suggested, what do you mean? If Nashim weren't Chayavas in Shvisas Behemto, maybe that would be the Pasha Teretz to Tosis Kasha. That there's a chiluk between Shvisas Behemto by, maybe it's Mitzvah Shezman Grama. Maybe not. Maybe the Ran holds anything that Anashamar Chayavos, Nashamar Chayavos. So that's this whole pilpul, classic Minchas Chinuch Dika pilpul about Shvisas Behemto. Or do you say it's totally on the, other lumdis. So, but he's all oimid on this kasha. Why would the Gemara would shift? But Tosfos clearly didn't hold like that.
In other words, Tosfos' question is, why not use the same logic that he's going to try it out, Samach Lashkia, and then
violate the same violation. Yeah, exactly, right. Why do you have to shift? I get it, you have to change the chshash,
right.
You have to change the practical case, the situation, but the isser is still usser.
Right.
So if that was good at the beginning, why complicate things? It's a great kasha. So, v'oimari, the mishum shvises behem to l'chud loy have asrinim mechira deles be isser, kiim lefi shah, mishum nesiyane. So Tosfos starts making up a new svara, a very, very hard svara. He says, Shvis Behemto, so Chazal would never make this isser of being Meicher Behema al Shvisas Behemto if it wasn't a situation where you would be much more. What's the word? It would be more. It would occur more often, and it would be much more probable because it's something that would be usher always, and not just in a limited situation. But now that what? Now that it's only mishum nisyane, which is the situation changes, and the isser of shvisas behemto is not as chomer that as mechamer. So Mamela, you're assering it at, what? In a Shasat Chak, an early Shabbos, before Shkia, what are you going to make a Zera for? That's only going to be a Shayach for Mechamer. Mishum de'oisa kol ha-Shabbos, aval mishum nisyoine, de'en bo Yisra elef yishah, lo yasrini a lot of time in the Mechamer de'chamer tve. Because Mechamer is more Chamer. Interesting. What's the pshat over here? So this is, the emes is, this is a kasha that all the Rishonim has. The Ran, the Rajba, all the Rishonim asked this kasha, why the Gemara shift? All the Rishonim were bothered by this kasha. So the Rashba gives a fascinating teretz. The Rashba says, no, you don't understand. Shvisas Behemto was not shayach over here. Shvisas Behemto was not shayach over here because we're talking about an enclosed chatzar. We're talking about it in the backyard. And Shvisas Behemto is not going to be violated when you're not doing the malacha of hotzah. Because you're in a Rishus Hayachit. So Memela, Zokta Rajbo, that's why the Gemara had to shift to Mechamer. So the Ran, it's unbelievable, it's tucked away. This is such a fundamental debate between the Ran and the Rajbo. It's Bechlal not mentioned in Masechta Shabbos. It's tucked away in a Sugyan Avodah Zarah on Daf Tesvav. This is where it's at. Anyone who wants to learn the Sugyan Mechamer, you got to learn Avodah Zarah. So the Ran is shries Chai V'Kayim against the Rajbo. He says, what? He says, Mechamer? Mechamer is in a situation where what? You're saying the animal just has a heavy load because what? He's spatzering in a Rosh Hashanah. He says, Hayitochin? It can't be. For an animal to violate Mechamer Zokhtaran, it has to be doing the Malacha of Haitzah. And the Ran says, I'll call you Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos. Fascinating Gemara. I think I once said that we had to do a Shalosh Shudas on this, the early Shabbos, and when you get stuck in the cars. and you have to figure out what to do. So it really starts off from a Gemara, a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, about a guy who's on with his donkey, and the Gemara talks about what the choices are. The donkey, the goy, the this, the that, the cotton. The Gemara has all these names. The Mamish, like, it's a great Gemara for a guy who has crazy Shabbos, and that's what you should learn Perak Mishehichshach. That's the sugya. So the Gemara talks about this. So you have to, when you're utilizing the option of the donkey, so you have to pick it up before it does the akira and before it does the hanocha, and you got to start working with the technique with the animal that'll pick up the item that it's carrying before it does the hanocha. Befeirush in the Gemara, the akira and the hanocha. Befeirush in the Gemara that what? That you have to do a hotza. Rambam doesn't learn that whole Gemara of akira hanocha like that. Sounds like a little bit like this Rashba. But the Ran says, the Pashtus of the Gemara there, is that in order to violate Mechamer, you need to do a Malacha. Yeah, someone came up to me in the summer, where there's a lot of animals, and they said, oh, I'm making the parrot speak, so I'm stomach over, Mechamer. So I thought about this Ran. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're not causing it to do a Malacha. You're causing it to speak, that's not the, that's problem, that's not anything.
So according to that
Mishnah,
Shvitas
Behemto. Oh, so Frank, the Ran Akasha, so then, which is the Rishonim's Kasha.
Right.
Why would the Rishonim switch? So the Ran says a totally different teretz. Avada, you have to do a malacha. Avada, without a malacha, there's garnish. What's the chiluk? The Ran says, very poshul chiluk. Shvitas Behemto is only my Behemto. Shvitas Behemto. Mechamer is me calling, me whipping, me involving and causing the animal to go and to do a malacha, and that's even if the animal is not owned by me. It's any animal that does a malacha, machmose. Okay? So that's the machlekes, the nekudas of machlekes between the Ran and the Rashba. What's the nekudas of machlekes?
According to the Gemara, I was in the subject with Nisioni, the transaction didn't happen yet.
The what?
The transaction didn't happen yet.
The transaction didn't happen yet.
I could be wrong reading the Gemara,
but why didn't you say Mishum Nisione? It could be that the transaction actually happened. And you're still over on the cover.
Even if the transaction has happened.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's what the Ron's saying.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
But then what's Mishum Nisione?
I'm triggering that. He's going to want to take it for a test, right? This animal does not know this balabais.
Yeah.
So, if you have a Tesla, right? I'm guessing, I don't actually know this. And let's say it responds to your voice to start driving, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say LaMarshall, if you would, a doctor would buy a Tesla. So you want to sell it to me. So how am I going to take it for a test ride? So you gotta speak to it. So it knows Dr. Herbert's voice, doesn't know my voice. So I say, let's go, ride it, and give my friend a ride who taka is buying. So that's what the Ran held, that's the adifus of Mechamer above and beyond Shvitas Behemto. Good, fine, but avad yinin
malach. And Shvitas Behemto, so if you made your own animal do malach,
yeah, correct. Exactly. good. So now, one last question before we analyze all of this. What did the Gemara mean when it said, Tanasya niyale v'shamale l'kale v'ozo machmase v'nichale d'tizel? Who cares? It sounds like a psikresha de nichale. So the emes is, it's funny, but that's where Kiva Eger quotes from the Rivash over here. If you look in the Gilyan Ashas, Ayin Shuvas Rivash Simen Chav Dalet, Hitaka says like this. He says, Atu Bershi Askinon? He says, what's going on over here? He's Mamish going to test it out on Shabbos and he was Mechavin for this? He says, no, it was a psikresha and he was involved in something else and he didn't realize. But he wants to make the sale, so it's a psikresha to nichale because the Rivash says it's a riot to the Aruch because otherwise psikresha to lo nichale is mutter. That's what the Rivash says. It's a wild pshat over here that this is a psikresha and mamish wild pshat. But lemaisa, the reason why I want to point it out is what's the alternative?
You have to explain the Gemara. Why the Gemara add that in? The Nichale. What are the two Nakudas?
What is the other alternative of how to learn the Gemara? The Nichale. Yeah, Tom.
I was just
going to
say, it's very interesting that we're making a Gzeira on Sikrisha,
the Nichale. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy, yeah. But the MS is the case is pretty crazy even without that, you know. It's like the last minute on Shabbos, like, you know, this is what it, like, you know, I don't know, my head's in the oven, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah.
The Nichole de Tizol maybe is a component of Mechamer.
What do you mean?
Meaning maybe the other.
Oh.
Maybe the
meaning it's conditional. Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. So, narrowly, Rabbi Yisai, that the answer to all these questions
lies in the following idea. There is a psak of the Pri Megadim in the Psicha Kailelos.
And he writes that
no one is of the opinion that if you, Kiyadua, if a person is Mechal Shabbos, so he's Chayv Skila. He's high of Karman Chassus,
but he also has a status Bizman Hazeh of a Mumer L'Chal HaShabbos. That has ramifications of
Shechita. My kids were showing me this skit. I don't know if you ever saw this. There's this for Kirov, this guy who was doing very funny. This guy who's doing. He got convinced that to do a Kirov Shabbos like one on one, just him and another guy. It was a disaster, like mamish, like, you know, and he never wanted to do it again. And
the
wine.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the scenes is that you know, he says, okay, it's kiddush time, and then you have the scene that the guy is invited over for Shabbos is going to get the wine, and then you have this whole like scene and this kid he's like running to block the guy from the wine, and he's like trying to be makariv him and this and that, and then like the whole after he gives him the wine, he's like what's wrong, like the and Nemach has no idea what happened, but it got so intense, he's like no, he's like, is there anything wrong with the wine, he's like no, it's perfect wine, and then afterwards he's like, did you by any chance touch the wine, like, because he didn't know. And he's like, no, I didn't touch the wine. He's like, so happy. He pours the wine. He's about to make it. He's like, I touched the bottle. I didn't touch the wine.
So
I think it's an advertisement for Project Inspire, like
here, but it was very, very good shtick. So the Prima Gadim says, so that's one of the Nachmin of La Locha, is that if you're Mechal Shabbos, so it's all Shaila of Stam Yenim, of touching the wine, if a person is Mechal Shabbos, good. So what happens if a person is not Mechal Shabbos? I don't do the Malach myself, but I go up to the zone in the summer, I'm around animals, or, you know, I have farms, you know, and I'll do Malach, I'll let my animals do Malachas, right? And I'll be Mechamer Acher Behemto, and I'll let my, I'll trigger my animal to do the Malacha. So Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha Klaus, that's, you're not a mummer for that, your animal's doing your Malacha, you're not doing the Malacha. So I found Rashi Nivamas and Davav. The Gemara here is talking about whether or not Esei is Deichel Eisei Shishuv Karas. The Gemara brings a Raya. Avada Esei is Deichel Eisei Shishuv Karas. The Gemara says, you would add a Hava Mina, that if your parents told you to be Mechal Shabbos, that you should have been override Shabbos because Kibbut Avim, Esei Deichel Eisei, comes along the Pasuk, of Ishimov Vitarov as Shabbos at Tishmaru to tell you that you don't have to be that you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Nogea in Yana Diyama, I saw Akasha that why would Eliphaz have to listen to Esav? He's not Mechuyev. The Mishpacha that's so Makban and Kibbutz Avayim, the din is he's not Mechuyev. Okay, not for now.
Maybe for Shalosh it is.
But you know, so that's the Gemara. So the Gemara is telling you that. He would have thought essay is doichel essay even by karis, even by Shabbos. Fine. Gemara says no raya. It's talking about lav de mechamer. It's talking about lav de mechamer. It's not talking about cooking. And Rashi says the kaimel mechal Shabbos koyve koychavim shemachi afilu lav grade loydochem and I lagamirin. So Rashi says by lav de mechamer, you have a status of a mummer de loykeh prima gadim.
So, but what? Where was the prima gadim coming from? Why did the prima gadim think yes? Think no, and why is Rashi saying yes? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis? So I found here in this Gemara, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim.
And Tosfos Yeshanim asked the following question. I want to read you his lashon. I think this is the answer to our entire shiur. In Timer, why did the Gemara originally think that we're talking about you're doing kibud av ha'eim with cooking, with shechting, yoiser mi belav de mechamer, more than lav de mechamer? Oh, listen to the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Yishlomer mishum dechsev shabsos haytishmaru de mashma de beikar shmira airi v'hainu b'malacha shebegufo. The Gemara thought we're talking about a real McCoy, the real Malacha, Malacha Shebegufo. But the Lav de Mechaber is not his Malacha. Lav de Mechaber is Osir. But who's ultimately doing the Malacha? It's the Lav Benachaloso, it's the Lav of the Behema. The focus is on the Behema. You don't get slammed as doing Malacha. It might be Osir for you, but that's not a Malacha. In Meila Rabbi say, you see that L'choira, that's the Nakuda between the Prima Gadim and the Rashi. Whether or not I can get a status of a Mumar as a Mechalal Shabbos through the Valav of a Malacha, do we view the fact that, let's say the way we paskin, right? We paskin that you're not Chayiv Chatas, like I pointed out. That this Girsa is Shalo Alib De Hilchsa. But what's the nature of that din that we bring it down to a chiyuv from a chiyuv Chatas? Is the pshat is that it's really something that should have been Mutter and the Torah assert it? And that's a chiddush that the Torah asked it because it's really not my malacha. So the Torah says, but you can't be involved whatsoever. And that's the chiddush of the lav of mechamer. Or is the pshat is no? We really be'etzim fundamentally agree that a chatas was on the table. Just the Torah says that if you're not doing the ma'isa malacha, so memeli you can't be chayav a chatas. Fine, but ultimately, whose malacha is it? That's my malacha. Memeli I can still have a status of being a mumer. That's shitas Rashi. That's the chara the nekuda. Memela, if that's the case, Rabbi Yisai, that might be the Nekudas HaMachloikas between the Ran and the Rashba about whether or not it's crucial for the Behemoth to be doing a Malach over here. If you understand that really what the Torah asked over here is me doing a malacha through my behema, so the Memela has to follow the rules and regulations of the Lamates Malachas. Is your behema doing haitzah? Is your behema inside a chotzer? Masha'inkin, if the Torah is answering something new, because the behema is not nach, similar to Shvisa's behemto, so then who says that? Maybe it's any schlepping. Any schlepping anyway. Lamaisa, the Torah answered something new. And that's going to be something that's going to be usher. And that's why what wouldn't necessarily have to include with it the isser of chotzah. The Meiler Rabbeisai, our Gemara becomes very geschmack. Our Gemara becomes meduyak. What's the girsa of the Gemara? The girsa of the Gemara is what? Mechamer achar behemto b'shabis chayiv chatos. Why? Because the Gemara only wanted to make it a gzera if it's my malacha. The Rambam doesn't paskin like this Gemara. You know why the Rambam doesn't paskin like this Gemara? Because the Rambam holds mechamer achar behemto b'shabis is not chayiv chatos. Memela, the Rambam says that that's not something that can be nikbel la'alacha. You're going to have to take the other side of the Gemara. But the Rambam clearly ignore this. Why? Because the Rambam understood at the end of the day when we ask for Mechamer, we don't ask for Mechamer out of Malacha. We hold a totally diametrically opposed view of Mechamer. It's not similar to Chiyuv Chatas. And the Gemara had to be madgish that there was a Shita Chiyuv Chatas, and only on that side would there be a Gzeira in the Gemara. And therefore the Rambam saw in the Gemara that this is not Lididon, because the Mechamer Isser is a new Isser. And what's the nature of that Isser? When your Nicha, and you want, just like Shvisas Bnoi, the Torah says, your son shouldn't do malacha. When is it Aser? Ba'oisa al das aviv. When the father wants that malacha. So too when it comes to Mechamer. When did the Torah Aser? What type of Aser? An animal not doing menucha. You think if my animal is going to start eating on its own, or start being kaitzer in the field, that's going to be the issue of malacha? No. The answer is the Torah Aser in a way where it was nicha to the bailim for the animal not to be nach. So the Mela, that's why the Gemara had to see nicha. But if you understand, no, it works through the rubric and the klolim of regular Hilchos Shabbos of Lamites Malachos that what? Okay, you're not going to be Chayiv Chatas, but you'll still be a Mumer. And you're not doing the Malacha, but you're doing the Malacha through the Behema, then you know what? There's another reason for the Nichalei. Because maybe like the Rivash is saying, a psik resha delay nichale, it works within the klolim of malachis, and it has to be attributed to you that this is something you wanted. You weren't even thinking about this. The Rivash is thinking through the klolim of regular malachis. It's a malach shen tzichlegufa, it's a psik resha de nichale, so therefore mele it's going to be chayim. That's where you could talk about the regular klolim, because you're looking at this from the vantage point of the malach. Mele im kain, that's the answer to Taisis Kasha.
That's the answer to the Rishonim's kasha. Why the Gemara switch? What's the difference? Shvisas Behemto. We were talking about Shvisas Behemto Mechamer. So the Rambam and the Rishonim are going to say it's Poshit. The Gemara wanted to ask her something else. My Malacha. The Gemara wanted to ask her something else. Chiyuv Chatos. Like the Gemara's Girsa is. Or even within Rashi. Rashi says even if you don't have that Girsa, but you should know there's a Deya that holds Chiyuv Chatos. Why did Rashi hold like that? Rashi wanted to say, and even there's a Deya that Chiyuv Chatos is now going to be Megala to me, what the nature of Mechamer is. Meaning the fact that there's a Deya that holds Chiyuv Chatos, I want you to understand something. Mechamer is in the realm of Malachus. And that's why the Gemara shifted from Shisas Behemto, which is Anaya Isser, which the Gemara wouldn't necessarily make a Gzera, but now the Gemara is going to ask her because it's Malach Shebegufo, like the Tosfos Yeshanim said, as opposed to what? Malach Shebanachloso. That's what Rashi is saying, not so. Rashi is saying, this is your Malacha. This is Rashi Lishitoso. Because Rashi is the one who holds that what? Mechamer Acher Behemto, you are a Mummer. Against the Prima Gadin. Because that's what Rashi holds over here. There's a Shita that holds Chiv Chatas, and even if we don't Paskin like that Shita, it's not irrelevant. It's relevant even for us, who Paskin's Machamer Acher Behemto is not Chayiv B'Chiv Chatas. So Im Kain, I think that's the explanation of Nichalei, the two options over here, and you have the following Chiddush of the Nesivos, and with this I'm going to close.
Sorry, and again the Rambam. Yeah.
The Rambam leaves out the whole Gemara because the Rambam understands the chi of a mechamer. What I'm suggesting is kind of like the Rashba, and he happens to paskin like the Rashba. Legabe the akira and the anocha. You don't need necessarily a malacha. That's because it's not relating to me anymore. So Memela, the Rambam said that we don't see that in the Gemara, and the Gemara was only going according to the one who holds chiyuv chatas. Chiyuv chatas, that's a malacha. But the Gemanda Omer who holds mechamer is not chayiv chatas. Holds it's a new iser. Memela, that's something that wouldn't be lahalacha. Okay. There is a fascinating chiddush of the Nesivos. The Nesivos writes in Makor Chaim, he has the following chiddush. He wants to know, you know, it used to be, right? We didn't have cars. We tested out animals. That was the way we test drive things, and we figure out our locomotive. But Lamaisa, all the stories, the Rebbe's was on horse and buggy. So what's the halacha if you ride on a horse and buggy? But a chash of a horse and buggy is through two horses. So is there a din of shnaim sha'asu when it comes to a horse and buggy? So he discusses. Some of the achronim say shnaim sha'asu on a machamer bishlam on a person. So that's lav the derech of the malach. It's not dumi the mishkan. So that's shnaim sha'asu. It could be a ptur. And the nesivis discusses. This is a very important nesivis for other reasons because everyone assumes. Then jumps to the conclusion, oh, that if you do a malacha with two people, that's just an issa d'rabbanan. Siva says, I'm not so sure about that. And Siva thinks that shnayim shasu might actually only be a ptur chatas, but still might be an issa d'araisa, which is why it's not necessarily a great etza for situations where you need to be mechal, like a shinoi over here. It's not so clear that you're actually in d'rabbanan territory in a situation of shnayim shasu. Shnayim shasu is on the books that it's not going to be chayv carbon. It's not going to be chayv chatas, but it still might be an issa d'araisa. That's why this nesivus is very relevant. The rest of the nesivus is not so relevant because we're not riding on horse and buggies unless you live in the city. And,
it's his horses.
I guess that's, what?
It's his horses.
It doesn't have to be his horses. Mechamer exists even without it, with his horses. So the Gemara says, but the malacha is being done al yedei two horses. So what's the Nesivis handling? What's he discussing? So the machlokes over here, and the nekuda is how I understand mechamer, is how I understand this issue. Is it something that is dependent on the klalim of malachas, like we're discussing over here, psikresh de l'nichale, or is it a new iser, and memela, it's not necessarily going to carry over, and the fact that the malach is being done by two, it doesn't matter, you know, it's still, if it's caused by me, so mechamer achar behemto would be usher. One other nafkamina that the achronim discussed, the Sheikh Zari discusses this, and the major discussion of the poskim is whether or not mechamer would be usher on yontif, because there are rishonim that hold it, the only carryover to Yontif is Malachas. Is a Taisus and Psachim like that? That only Malachas, the Torah Asr, was Sasako Malacha on Yontif. But maybe other Yisurim that are not Malachas don't apply. That's why there's a discussion in the place if Tchumen applies on Yontif. and non-malachas might not apply on Yontif. So this chakira and this machloikas might actually have serious ramifications la'alacha on whether or not you would apply mechamer to Yontif, which would be dependent on the lumdas that we're discussing tonight. Shkoyach.